uncertain world.
The House says yes to the payroll tax plan, but we know that's to no avail. It's not going to pass in the Senate, and ultimately it's not going to go anywhere. If you go to the White House website, you'll see a little counter that has a clock on how many days until it's too late, December 31st. And then when you get your next check after that, you'll be missing a few dollars and cents. But how are they going to pay for it? That's, of course, always the big question. So it comes to money right here from the very start. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're always talking about the buzz in your backyard. And really, there are a lot of things that are going on as the need for speed to get out of town is much on the minds of the people who write the laws and vote on the laws in the country, because December 16th is when they're supposed to take off for another break and then come back to Washington, and of course at the end of the year, and then we're into 2012. So 2012 means a lot of things. Not too much is going to get done. Why? Because you have people that are running to be reelected. You have people that are running for office for the first time. You have people to take the places of the people who have been there for a while. And, of course, you have the presidential election on many people's minds. This is what happens in the government. There are things that have to be done, but the focus is on reelection for a lot of people. How much is it on their minds? Probably a little bit too much, although they wouldn't confess to that. But you got to be out there stumping for votes, especially when you're on the presidential path. But even if you're in your own district and it's been redistricted and you're concerned about how many people are going to go back and vote for you. So taxes still is the thing, and job creation, and what about the common sense? Oh, yeah. I'd give a lot to hear people talk in a common sense thread when it comes out of Foggy Bottom. I feel like a lot of times when we first jump on America Tonight, it sounds so cynical, and I always think to myself, I wonder if somebody, for the first time, they're driving around, they're listening to repeats of Rush, but they've heard him already, and he's the godfather of talk radio, and his first 15 minutes are the most listened to thing, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, or you don't even paint yourself on any label of any party. You don't have any affiliation, really. You're an independent. So you get bored with that because you've already heard it, so you flip around. And then you fall on to me somewhere on your local station. And if you've heard me in the beginning, you're thinking, wow, she's so cynical. Oh, so negative. And it's funny because I'm a glass half full person. I'm not cynical. I'm just tired. I'm bored with the politics that we're in right now. We do need a change. We need some people who can really try to get things done. How about some honest-to-God sparring where there's not blood on the floor, but there's actual common-sense arguments with research behind it, facts. So there might be some sort of a solid debate that happens instead of it's almost like the angry caller. The people we've elected are like angry callers. They get up. Watch C-SPAN. I invite you to do this. Sometimes when you tune into C-SPAN, it is like watching paint dry. But other times, especially when certain things are being debated, like now with this payroll tax extension, tune into C-SPAN and really watch just a few minutes here and there a day. And that's what you won't even know who it is, maybe. And you'll flip on, and that's what you'll hear. It'll be that angry rhetoric where somebody's losing their voice, and you think, didn't I just hear this? And then the next guy said the same thing, and then the next guy said the same thing. Well, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, talked about a couple of things. The jobs and taxes situation is big and heavy on everyone's mind, and then he calls out the president. Boy, there's no love lost between the two of them anymore. Whatever happened in that golf game, certainly they've done a 180 on each other.
I think if you look at our bill, it's a common sense bill. And there's nothing objectionable in this bill. Virtually everything in it has bipartisan support. As we continue to work with the president to try to find common ground, he needs to work with us to help finding common ground. And so Our members are very comfortable with the bill that we've put together. There are some initiatives that have bipartisan support in the House and Senate that would create jobs immediately. That's why they're in this bill.
All right, but as I said, to no avail, because the bill is approved 234 to 193, largely pretty much on, you know, party lines. So we know in the House, look where it's tilted, to the Republicans. In the Senate, it's unlikely to pass because the Democrats are going to say no. And then the White House says the president will veto the plan if it reaches his desk anyway. So it's not going to happen. The White House spokesperson Jay Carney, after this vote happened, said, look, Congress needs to do its job, stop the tax hikes that are scheduled to affect 160 million Americans in 18 days. It's not a time for the Republicans to score political points, he says, against the president. Here's the thing. There's not much time left. So you probably, if you fall into that category, you might be out a grand, let's say. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the Democratic stance as a threat to delay action on the spending plan until compromise is reached on the payroll tax cut measure is ridiculous, and it could cause a government shutdown after Friday. So, Congress has time to act on this or not. And, of course, the pipeline is the other thing that's dangling out there. The pipeline that would bring oil from the oil sands in Alberta and Canada to Texas, because that's currently in limbo. The State Department is looking at the objections from environmentalists. So really, it's in limbo. It's at a standstill. The decision on, it's called Keystone XL, is going to be delayed until 2013 to allow those issues that have been raised to be looked at. So in other words, putting off the issue until after next year's presidential election. We'll see. We'll see what happens with the tug of war over this. I know we've talked about it before. There's rope burns all over the place. Unfortunately, the rope burns are really suffered by you and I for the most part. By the way, to pay for the bill, Republican leaders use a different series of spending cuts, including, and I think this is the thing, freezing pay for federal employees and also members of Congress, eliminating a child tax credit for people in the United States illegally, and increasing Medicare premiums for those who earn more than $80,000 annually. So, go figure. You can see three or four things in there that the Democrats, no way, no how, are going to agree to. So here's the deal. One guy has one list, one guy has another list, and there's no agreement here. There's no negotiation. It's like my brother, the lawyer, tells me, there's no contract unless one guy gives a little. You give a little, they give a little, and you just hope that they honor the contract. Have the people in Congress honored their contract with all of us to come up with legislation that at least has a shot of benefiting the rest of us in the United States? Yeah, that's the question you got to ask yourself. If you're voting in your state to re-elect somebody or elect somebody new, dig into the core issues that you think deep down affect you and your family the most. We're kicking the can down the road. Stay with us.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will.
And we thank you for coming away with us here on America Tonight. Every time you tune in, we appreciate it. What a great audience this is. As I can tell by the thoughtful notes that you send our way. And if you have any thoughts on the show or any great recipes to some of those holiday cookies, send them along. Because I'm sure I'm going to have tons of time to do that. Send it to AmericaTonight.net. Just click on the email and bada bing, you're in. Priscilla sent me, for years I've been saying, and I really meant this, if you wanted to vent about politics or whatever, and then I'd say, and hey, if you have a great recipe for pound cake, your mama or your aunt's pound cake or whatever, send it to me. And she did send me her recipe, and it was incredible. The stuff that she puts in pound cake, boy, it melts in your mouth. That's one of those things that's decadent. You can only make it every once in a while because it's not just some plain old pound cake. Going to tell you about what I think is the big blunder already in the week, and here we are just into hump day. You're going to be stunned by this, and it involves military families and something that they were sent. But before we get there, speaking of the military, a lot has been made about the defense budget. And Leon Panetta going berserk, thinking about the axe falling on the Pentagon budget that already was already cut, trimmed before this latest round of trimming, since the so-called super committee didn't come up with other ways and other places to cut. So the president talked about defense cuts earlier in the day. Here was his take.
If the so-called sequester took place, which are automatic additional spending cuts of about $500 billion, those would have a severe impact. I'm confident we can avoid those by acting responsibly here in Washington with a balanced plan for deficit reduction.
It's the same old thing that we keep hearing. Well, if we just could balance the budget, come up with this deficit reduction, you know, cut in other directions, then no worries for that defense budget. Mm-hmm. I just say, because he's just saying what everybody is saying, what everybody has said all along. That's why Leon Panetta is, I heard, furious. He is fuming, sitting there fuming at the Pentagon. Watch out. Panetta, on the loose, on fire. They've been instructed, the White House gates, do not let him in. Tell him they're not home right now. He's on the road. So we move from what the president had to say about defense cuts to what's really big. You have about 6,000, not that the defense cuts aren't huge, they're huge, but you have 6,000 returning Iraqi vets, and you've got, on the other side of this, you have a country where we're wondering, upon leaving it, can this country stand on its own two feet? Will this country be able to stand on its own two feet? But from the military point of view, boy, it's nice to think of the fact that we're going to have 6,000 more troops home, no more bases in Iraq, which, you know, Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister, didn't want it, but lots of State Department people running around. Here's Obama on Iraqi vets.
We have an obligation here back home to make sure that when they come home, they're getting the support that they need.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope they get the support that they need. Everybody should be welcoming, I think, to the people who have served over again and again and again. I've said this on a previous show. I mean, really, who's gonna attack the military? Shame on you if you would do that. Somebody who's served, no matter what you think of our time in Iraq or time in Afghanistan or any of that. But the bottom line is what a hard transition it is for somebody who comes back. And we know about this because, boy, have we talked about this a lot on the show, a lot, especially this past year, that now, at least from the mental health aspects, from the depression that is suffered by some of the soldiers that come back, at least they're openly, these treatments are being discussed, which I think is a really good thing, because why should they suffer in silence? And then just from the point of view of trying to get, you know, their family back together and find jobs, because remember, they haven't had jobs, and some people say there's discrimination when it comes to vets, because people are purposely not trying to hire vets. I'm hoping that that's a very small minority that where the blame would lie. The blame here squarely is on the shoulders of the Marine Corps. Some Marine Corps families who had a son or a daughter killed in the line of duty got an unsuspected surprise for the holidays, an ornament of the Purple Heart, and then a letter addressed to whoever it was, the fallen hero, if you will, and even information about a few other things. So the Marine Corps was apologizing for sending packages to the families of the people who died instead of the Marines wounded in action but still alive. Think of the Purple Heart and what the Purple Heart is supposed to mean. And so they made these Purple Heart ornaments for the people, you know, the families of that were wounded in battle. And instead they went to families where they were killed. Oh, is that not the worst? So what do? Call them up and say, we're so sorry that happened. Could you send them back? More than 9,000 were sent out, but 1,150 went out to families of the Marines who had died. So some of the families are telephoning and saying that they got the package by mistake and all of that. And now, of course, what the Marines are saying is, well, we'll send out a letter of apology. They have apologized. Colonel John Mayer apologized and said, you know, we don't have any words to express how sorry we are for the hurt such a mistake has caused the families of the fallen warriors. We strive to honor the sacrifices. I mean, it was an accident, but what a blunder. And it was just the other day, it was just Monday when people started to call in to find out why they got this. I mean, there's no excuse. There's nothing you can point to as to how could this possibly happen, that a blunder of that size, almost 1,200 out to people who are still dealing with the very fresh wounds of the loss of a son, a daughter, a husband, a wife, whatever. Ooh, that is rough. The ornament itself is what a great idea and what a tribute it is. It's a Purple Heart ornament. It's exactly, you know, what it was described as. Think of a Purple Heart and then kind of like an ornamental thing around it. And it says 2011. So the intent was good. Unfortunately, when you make those lists and you're going through, sadly, and checking it twice, they needed to do that a little bit better so that clearly there was a difference in the list of the people who were killed in combat and the people who were wounded. That would be, it would be tough to get that package. Hopefully, most of those families, it sounds like, were pretty gracious about the whole thing, because, you know, what are they going to do? It was an awful, terrible, terrible, terrible mistake. When anybody accepts responsibility for screwing up Bravo, and see, now there the colonel did right away. Hey, they didn't try to come up with excuses of what happened and how could that happen. They just said it's a terrible, horrible thing. They're sorry, all that. And they accepted that responsibility. We talked about on this show in September of last year the terrible pipeline rupture in San Bruno, California, Northern California. Killed 8 people and houses just went up immediately, almost dozens of homes. So Pacific Gas and Electric is now saying, yeah, and you can bet this because people want money, we're liable for what happened there. We're taking on the financial responsibility. Yeah, yeah. So anyone injured in the accident can recover all their damages. And we're affirming our commitment. We want to do the right thing. And see, this announcement came in response, really, to a San Mateo, and this is Northern California again, Superior Court judge's request that PG&E's official position is released ahead of a court hearing on Friday. So they're saying they've been working to resolve the claims fairly and promptly, and they're taking responsibility for that faulty pipe. And, of course, there was no government oversight here, and it led to the natural gas explosion. Boy, that made you kind of look in, around the neighborhood. I know a lot of my neighbors were talking about that. They were worried, what's underneath your yard that could possibly explode? So they knew it, that if they had gone through this whole thing from the beginning to the end, it wouldn't look good on them. So with the external pressure, I'm sure they decided, well, you know what, we'll have to pay. We'll have to bear the burden versus what could happen. Stay with us. Much more to come during this hour of America Tonight.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. The Cig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's
888-988-3325. Found yourself in an emergency room because you fell off a ladder trying to string Christmas lights. Or maybe you're like me, you're a weekend warrior, and for some reason, just like happened to me a couple of weeks ago, I thought I was Maria Sharapova. Somehow I transformed my body myself on the tennis court, and unfortunately I took a bad tumble and hit my head. These things happen every weekend, but during the holidays there's some extra added deals with, I think, with the lights, as I mentioned, and other accidents that people tend to have during the holidays, maybe rushing around or whatever it might be. I can't wait to introduce you to this next guy. Imagine working in an emergency room. Imagine being an emergency room doctor at some point in your career. The stories abound, so much so he had to put them in a book. It's called ER Confessional, and you can pick that up on Amazon.com. Dr. Kyle Smith joins us now. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Do you remember the first case that kind of where you had to kind of take a breath? I mean, you're a doctor, so you went through this. You went through medical school and all of that. But do you remember your first case in an ER when you were in an ER where you had to treat somebody that kind of freaked you out a little bit, like an arrow through a head or something like that?
Well, I think that part occurs when you're in medical school because, you know, you usually will do a month or two of a rotation through the emergency department as a medical student. And that's sort of your first exposure to sort of some of the bizarre things that you see. And almost anything rather takes you aback as a medical student. I think it wasn't really until, to tell you the truth, I was a practicing ER physician that I started seeing things that I just boggled my mind from that standpoint.
When you say boggled your mind, give us a story. And you have them in your book, and they're very funny. What's one that stands out in your mind?
Well, I think what stands out in my mind is some of the difficulties people can get themselves into. I remember one night, this was actually a Christmas Eve night. That was usually my shift. And I was at one of our satellite hospitals, which was in a fairly affluent area of town. And we got a call from the local emergency medical system that they were bringing in a man with a large laceration and an injury. But that was all they said. And they bring this guy in. He's laying flat on the ER gurney, just looking very disgusted. But he's lying on his stomach. And I thought that was kind of strange. So I went back to the treatment room where they placed him. And they had to put him on the gurney on his stomach. And what had happened is that he and his girlfriend were celebrating Christmas Eve in the hot tub and was drinking champagne. And this poor fellow gets up to get the second bottle of champagne and slips and falls on the champagne floor. Has a perfect 10-inch incision across the right cheek of his butt, filleted right down to the muscle. I couldn't have made a better slice with a knife. And the poor fellow just kept apologizing over and over and over the whole time. I sat there and sewed him up. I felt so terrible for him, but told him that I wouldn't mind joining them after my shift. But that was one that particularly stands out in my mind as just being, you know, just the ultimate in embarrassment. Of course, there's so many others that I could go through and, you know, the way I wrote the book was that you get together with friends and you people talk and you start to tell these stories and everybody wants to hear ER story. They just sort of like draw you in to someone else's plight.
Yeah, no kidding. But, you see, you and I at a party would be competing because everybody wants to hear sports stories or interview stories or, you know, what happened in the locker room when you talked to somebody. But you would take the heat off of me, so I kind of like that. You're right. And whenever there's a doctor in the room, people want to hear the stories of the gore. It's just like you just said, somebody coming in, you were shocked. You couldn't believe what they had done and then how they had gotten there in the first place. Is Christmas an unusually, because you were saying how you worked on Christmas Eve for so many years, is that an unusually high time for ERs to be crowded?
It really is. You know, when I first went into the emergency medicine business, I actually thought that, you know, well, if I do a Christmas Eve shift, I mean, that should be a light shift. But in fact, it's not. I don't know that there really is a down day in the emergency department anymore, really, to tell you the truth, with the overcrowding, people trying to get health care wherever they can, and typically, you know, primary care is sort of shuffled into the emergency department. And that's pretty much a 365 day a year job, really, to tell you the truth. And I don't necessarily think that things get any more crazy on Christmas Eve. They're pretty much crazy all the time.
Yeah, all the time. I like that. Have you seen a lot of people with accidents with lights? Because when I was a television reporter, I'd get stuck on that same shift that you got stuck on where it was Christmas Eve, and we always had some crazy story. I mean, hopefully it wasn't about somebody getting electrocuted, because sadly that did happen. But there were other stories about people getting tangled up in lights and getting hurt.
Oh, yeah. There are all sorts of ladder stories. You know, people falling, trying to put Christmas lights up and last minute decorations. And usually what happens is they get home and they have a few drinks and get on a ladder and they're not quite as sturdy as they usually are and will take a tumble off that. Most of the time, luckily, the ladders aren't all that high. I ever saw anybody actually fall off a roof, although I know we had those cases come in. But I personally never saw one of those. But yeah, I mean, it's just that sort of thing around the holidays. People will imbibe and they'll get into situations that they probably wouldn't ordinarily get themselves into.
Yeah. Do you find that sometimes somebody comes in just like he was, how he kept apologizing, and you ask them, you have to ask them, well, how did this happen? Did you have to kind of coerce the person, like, come on, man, just tell us, because you need to know as a doctor to treat them, because that could affect the treatment, I guess, in some cases.
Absolutely. Well, it's really strange because, you know, you're taught almost from day one in medical school that everybody lies. And it really is true. And then in some circumstances in the emergency room, it's the situation where don't ask because you really probably don't want to know. And God, there's been so many stories that I could relate to you along those lines of typically what we would have in our emergency room is people, again, would use us for primary care primarily. And you would get the chart that had no complaint on it, which would mean that the person wouldn't tell the triage nurse exactly what their problem was. And usually it was some sort of venereal disease. They just didn't want to tell the nurse.
Oh.
So whenever you get one of these charts, of course, you know, you have to go back and you talk to them and you tell them, I usually had my ordinary spiel. Hello, I'm Dr. Smith. You know, what kind of emergencies brought you in here today? And you will usually get the down and dirty about why they come in. So you do have those situations. And after a while, it gets to be where when you're first an ER doctor, you want to know. You want to know why you get yourself into this mess. And then after a few years, you know, it really doesn't make any difference because now it's your problem to take care of. So sometimes you're just better off not knowing.
Yeah. Who lies more, do you think, men or women?
I think that
men, come on, men.
Men, I think men do. Women tend to be more healthcare conscious, and it seems that the women will be brutally honest with you and tell you exactly what it is you may want to and what you may not want to know. But men will definitely lie more than women, especially when it comes to their health care, that's for sure.
No kidding. Hey, and your specialty now is you do kidney functions, that kind of stuff, diabetes. Are you seeing an explosion of diabetes? That's what other doctors have told me. That's scary.
Yeah, I'm a nephrologist, which is a kidney specialist. I was a nephrologist when I was an ER physician. It's just I opted to practice emergency medicine instead of nephrology for a period of time. The majority of what we deal with in nephrology is the chronic kidney disease and end-stage renal disease with people on dialysis due to high blood pressure and diabetes primarily.
Yeah. What are some – this is good. I mean, it's not good, but what are some of the signs of high blood pressure?
Well, that's the $50,000 question. Because hypertension can so oftentimes be just totally silent. And you may not know that you have it. And you might not ever know that you have it until somebody puts a blood pressure cuff on you and actually measures it. Some of the subtle signs, some people will say, is maybe a dull headache periodically. Some people will maybe collect a little bit of swelling in the lower extremities primarily. May be indicative of it, but all of those are very soft signs. So the bottom line is that high blood pressure just may be totally undetected. And in fact, the majority of our dialysis units that we deal with are filled with especially young black men who have just a man-eating type of high blood pressure, never know they have it. And it's not until the late stages of that when you see end organ damage to the kidneys that they actually present. So I think the key to knowing that you have high blood pressure is, A, just get checked. It's simple enough. You can go into any drugstore and sit, and usually at the pharmacy counter there's a blood pressure machine, or you can walk into any fire department, fire station, and ask to have your blood pressure taken. But I think you also should be aware of anybody in your family who has high blood pressure may be a clue that you might be at risk.
Yeah. Yeah, good advice to check that. It's so easy to do. Pick up the book, Funny, Funny Stories, ER Confessional. Dr. Kyle Smith, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks so much for having me again.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order, world government?
These and other crucial end-time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Big news today that we're going to be talking about here on America Tonight. Eight young men were going to face Jerry Sandusky, that Penn State coach who's being charged with over 50 counts of child sexual abuse and molestation in some form. And it was a preliminary hearing. Instead, they opt out of that. So a lot of people are talking about, boom, they wanted to go to trial. What does that mean? And bravo to the men that were there, that were waiting in the wings and were ready to do that after they had gone through the whole grand jury process. Joining us now here on America Tonight to add to this discussion, abuse counselor Shalane Mack. She's the author of a book called Convinced as well. She talks about her own story about being victimized by sexual abuse and going through that whole healing process. I'm sure much like what's probably happening to some of these men right now who have to relive those stories. They just did, and they almost had to do it again on the witness stand, but they will because it will go to trial. And an interesting development, I think, in that case. Shalane, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
I am so happy to be here, Kate. I am so thankful to even have the opportunity to talk about healing of these who have been victimized.
Yeah. How tough is it, do you think, for, and as you know personally from personal experience and now also trying to help people, how tough could it have been for, first of all, for the young men to come forward to tell the stories, especially when you have a storied university like Penn State and a coach who was popular until all this started to unfold? How tough do you think was that for them to confront what happened to them in the past?
Exceedingly difficult. Remember that we're going to call them alleged victims until all things are proven. So I'm going to speak in general about victims in this way. It would be terribly difficult because especially if done the way those who have been victimized are claiming, it was about relationship. He befriended. He was a trusted person. and to have a trusted person of such, you know, public, really upstanding character to say anything against that person is just so, it takes enormous courage to speak out the truth. And even if it isn't someone of such public profile, it takes enormous courage for anyone who has been abused in this way to speak out.
Yeah. But confronting the person, is this a big step in healing? Is this a big step in helping the person become, I'll just say, whole again? Does that help?
Absolutely. One of the things I would love to just direct all of your fabulous listeners to is the website. It's transformedbygrace.org. And on there, I have put together what I call major therapeutic choices for healing. And I use the acronym TALLER, Katie, to just kind of walk people through. But that very first one is all about tell someone. So absolutely, it's one of the major therapeutic choices, one of the absolutely necessary steps you've got to tell someone that is trusted.
Yeah. How tough is it, you know, and you go through that process, and that's a big step, but the victims have to feel, and this is what I've heard from other people, that there's anger, they're bitter, they feel terrible shame, even though people will say to them over and over, counselors like yourself, it is not you, it's not your fault, because there's this blame thing.
Right.
I mean, how hard is it for someone, the trust factor, to try to get back to trust has to be tough.
Oh, it is, and that's why I can just bring in my own personal story that, and again, I just want the listeners to understand, because you know in your audience, Katie, that there are people who have been abused in this way. There's so many people who have been abused in this way that, but with my own story, the whole self-image, those people that I work with just so utterly destroyed. The very first rape I experienced by my dad, I was only between 3 and 4 years old.
Oh.
And the sexual abuse went on my entire life. It was just a horrendous and ugly place. And yes, it is very difficult to break free. The ability to trust any kind of intimate or love relationship is just very, very warped in those, especially children who have been sexually abused, emotionally, physically abused. It's very warped. The blaming, if I was a better girl or a better boy, that, you know, it wouldn't happen. Or then it becomes the sense of I am just really worthless and nobody's going to want me.
Mm. What was the breakthrough moment for you after living through that for so long?
Mm. Well, actually, the very first breakthrough moment came, and thank you so much for even asking, and I'm going to direct people, please get the book Convinced. This isn't about just selling books. This is about offering stages of healing. It really, really is. That tells my own personal story. But my very earliest breakthrough moment, believe it or not, I was only 7 years old. My parents, they had 5 children in less than 5 years. And even in the happiest, most functional family, if you have 5 children in less than 5 years, you deserve a week off from your kids.
Yeah.
And they sent us to a camp. And honestly, they did not care what kind of camp it was. But it was at that camp. And I am going to share, you ask, it was a faith-based camp. It was a Christian camp. And it was there that I understood that though I was feeling so horribly unloved, and by that time already beaten so many times, already sexually abused so many times, just even by the little age of 7, I still desperately wanted love. And it was at that camp that there really was a breakthrough moment that even though I was treated in unlovely, dishonorable ways, there really is a God that loved me. So that was a first breakthrough moment. Jump ahead 5 years. By age 12, you get to be very, very old when you grow up like this. Very old, very quickly. By 12, I was at the point of ready to commit suicide. And when I made that decision and just screaming out that night, I was taken back in memory all the way back to that 7-year-old time, reminding me, I am here. I do love you. And it was then within a number of months after that, that a family came into my life and just really intervened. And I never told them at that point about the abuse. but they knew something wasn't right. And this was way before the laws were on the book. I'm in my 50s. This is way before the books about reporting or anything mm-hmm. was on the books. And they just loved on me. And it was really steps of healing. And quite honestly, the book Convinced actually comes from a portion of scripture, Katie, that says, "For I am convinced," and it goes on and on through a whole list of things, but it ends up saying that nothing can separate me from the love of God. And that's where the title comes from, and my passion that I know that there is full healing. We who have been victimized, I want people who have been victimized to understand we do not, I don't even call myself a survivor. That's a lovely, and that's a beautiful term, right?
Right.
I consider myself more than a conqueror. Again, it's right within that scripture that I just, that I just shared. More than a conqueror. We're not meant to be the walking wounded. We're not meant to keep being in victimhood. And so that TALLER acronym that I talked to you, that I had mentioned earlier, that's on our website, really walks through some of the very crucial steps. And part of it is letting go of your victimhood. It's not saying that it wasn't awful. As a matter of fact, you have to say how awful it is.
Right.
But that we don't have to let the people who mistreated us continue to take power over us as they did when we were powerless children.
Yeah. Well said. Absolutely. Last one, you know, in watching what happened with Penn State, people are questioning, geez, and of course with these allegations, how widespread do you think abuse is where it's still being covered up?
Yeah, it is still being covered up. It's being covered up in the homes. It's being covered up in public places. I will, one of the statistics that comes out of CDC is that one out of four girls before age 18 is at some point in some way sexually abused. One out of six boys. That those are outrageous statistics. Now, not that is obviously not based on full reporting, but this is absolutely by legitimate and well-based statistics. And I will tell you, I've been in counseling since 1980, and I would say, yes, I would sadly have to agree with those statistics. So it is uncovered. I mean, it is under the surface so much. And yet one of the silver linings, Katie, about all of this blow up in the public, I am hoping that it will give people who have kept this dark secret, that it will give them the courage to say, no more. I'm not going to live with this quietly destroying me in some way, quietly having a hold on my life or keeping me from healthy relationships. I'm going to get free of this. So if that's, I'm praying and hoping that's one silver lining that's coming out, that it is receiving so much media attention.
I agree. Talaine Mack, forthright and definitely informative. Send everybody there. Go pick up Convinced. Go check out the website. And thanks so much for joining us.